The Senate Budget Committee last week passed a fiscal 2011 budget resolution that also contains requirements for reducing the national deficit and the debt. The budget blueprint mandates that 80% of savings from reconciliation instructions go toward deficit and debt reduction. Joining us to discuss the effect this might have on government is Jody Schneider, a congressional expert and senior editor at the Washington Bureau of the American Banker. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
All right, so this is really something that I see popping up in more than one iteration, trying to build into the budget resolution some sort of deficit reduction. So tell us about it.
Right. Well, the strategy here is to really require that before things are done, they have to look at how this is going to affect the deficit. And we, of course, have seen this before in PAYGO resolutions that the House adopted, sort of saying they had to pay as they went, that they could not add to the revenue, they could not add programs that would cost that would add to the budget deficit. They would have to look at ways to reduce the effect of that by cutting elsewhere making other kinds of arrangements. However, we don't always see that happening. In this case, the idea and the amendment that came from the ranking Republican on the committee, Judd Gregg of New Hampshire, was to basically require 60 senators to vote in favor of spending more than 20% of savings fund under reconciliation on these new programs. Now, Kent Conrad, who was the committee chairman, said he doesn't know how long this is going to take to reach the floor. It's only gone through the committee because they're dealing with financial reform legislation and other kinds of things. But he did say he felt pretty good about the chances. So this looks like this could be a real kind of thing, at least in the Senate.
Yeah, and it's bipartisan, we should say, because it's not completely rejected by all the Democrats, including Kent Conrad.
That's right. And when you have the budget chairman, and a Democrat obviously in this case, saying that he'd like to see this happen, that's a good sign for it. This looks like it's the kind of thing the Senate would want to do. Now, of course, then they say, well, we've got to do all these other things, and we'll see. But the fact that it's in the committee, what came out of the committee, is a good sign.
So tell us how this has an impact on the deficit. If these kinds of resolutions are passed that have deficit reduction in mind, what does that say about the 2011 budget as it's going to be discussed?
Right. Now, the amendment, again, what it would do is it would ensure that 80% of savings from reconciliation instructions, which, go to the Finance Committee, are used for deficit and debt reduction, saying, okay, whatever savings we find, we shouldn't be plugging...
Spending them again.
Yeah, we shouldn't be spending them on other programs. Often they're kind of saved and people know that they're there and they say, okay, well, we know we've got that pot of money there because we saved it from before, saving meaning it wasn't spent on something else, and we're going to use it for another program. That happens all the time in Congress. What this is saying is that when you have that pot of money, you put it into deficit reduction. And I think it's an interesting, it's an election year.
Well, that's what I'm sort of asking. Does this really show that members of Congress are looking at the 2011 budget that the president has put forward and saying, we just can't pass all this?
Yeah, I think there's concern about these huge programs. We saw with the stimulus bill last year and the huge amount spent there. We've seen it with the healthcare legislation, even though the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, has scored the healthcare, now the law, as coming in a way that would actually reduce the budget deficit, but over a 10-year time frame. I think many people don't think that's going to happen, at least in the short run. So there's been a lot of things that have hit the budget that are expensive. And when you have a new president who has a lot of, ideas and and very different ideas about domestic spending than his predecessor, you're going to see a lot of spending. And the Congress has gone along with that. I think at this point there's a lot of concerns. There's political concerns because it's an election year, congressional election year. And also I think there's concerns that the public is wearying of the amount of money, these huge price tags on items being spent. But, of course, being worried about it and concerned about it and doing something about it are two very different things when it comes to Congress.
We're talking with Jody Schneider, a congressional expert and senior editor in the Washington Bureau of the American Banker. And, Jody, can we infer anything from this exercise on that particular resolution about how Congress might be looking at agency budgets, which will be coming up, and there might be places they'll say, hey, we can cut here as well?
I think that's right. And I think this is going to be a tough year for many agencies. Again, I think they're going to be dealing with uncertainty. We're seeing, you know, what is it? It's almost May now, and we're seeing things come out of committees on the budget. And, you know, they have not gotten to the floors of both chambers. Obviously, the financial legislation is going to take a little bit more time. And I think we may not be seeing much happen in terms of appropriations until this summer. And, of course, that's always a big worry for the agencies. I think some of them realized that, particularly if they had gotten some of what they wanted last year in President Obama's first budget and also under stimulus spending, that they may be having cutbacks this year. So I think there is a lot of uncertainty among the agencies, and rightly so.
And tell us how this all impacts TARP spending. I know there have also been calls for a reduction in TARP spending, maybe only targeted towards small business. Is that likely to be another program that Congress will look at and say we should really use this as deficit reduction?
Yeah, there's been talk about that. There's also been talk about using other kinds of funds, other kinds of savings for deficit reduction. And the administration had talked about that earlier this year, saying, you know, when we get money, you know, being paid back by TARP, and many of the banks, large and small, are paying back their TARP investments from Treasury, that should be funneled back into deficit reduction. That has largely been talk at this point. There doesn't seem to be much movement for that. But I do think that there is as evidenced by what we see come out of the Senate Budget Committee and even this rhetoric from the administration, I think there's real concern about this, and they worry that the public is kind of getting really tired, that there's sort of this fatigue with these huge dollar amounts, and that they need to at least employ some kinds of tools where they're going to get this under control.
And Jody, thanks so much for joining us today. When do you expect some budget action? Are we talking about after the election?
Well, I think we're going to see budget action. I think we're going to see appropriations bills. You know, they're readying them, and I think we're going to see the subcommittees, get going on this later this spring and early this summer. But in terms of finishing the bills and, you know, having them to the president's desk, I think you're right. We're going to be waiting till after the election. And again, you know, the fiscal year will come and go, and we will be, operating under, of course,
ACR.
Our friends, the CR.
Yes. And we'll be talking all about that in the future. Jody Schneider, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.